Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. John 20:30-31. John tells us that the purpose of his gospel and the recording of the signs or miracles which Jesus performed were to prove that he was the Son of God. In the Pentecostal sermon following the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, Peter preaches this very truth which is established by John. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Acts 2:22. Peter preaches that God worked various signs, wonders, and miracles through Christ as evidence that Jesus was the Son of God. Following the feeding of the multitude and walking on the stormy sea, the disciples that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth thou art the Son of God." Matthew 14:33. John records 7 miracles or signs that Jesus performed, which provided sufficient proof that Jesus was Christ, the Son of God. Jesus was able to take control over the material things as he converted the water into wine at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. John 2:11. A man who had an infirmity for 38 years was told by Jesus, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. John 5:8-9. Jesus would speak to those who found fault with him healing on the Sabbath and declared that what had been witnessed by them was the very evidence of his having been sent by the Father. "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." John 5:36. Even this grand work of Christ did not create faith in all that heard him. "And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not." John 5:38. The word is the source of true faith. The miracles only established that the word which he spoke was the truth of God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.